Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes!
Oh, it is.
It is!
The 7 o'clock hour of the Alex Donham Show with you till 10 o'clock tonight here on WQAM. Streaming on the World Wide Web, radio.com or the radio.com app. Does anybody call it the World Wide Web anymore? Do people even still call it the internet anymore? Like, I feel like an old man when I say either of those things.
Nah, people still call it the internet.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
What else would they call it?
I don't know. It's a good question.
The web page.
That's pretty weak. I have had kind of a tough 36-hour stretch. I was telling you a little bit about this, Tito, earlier today. I come to find out yesterday, my identity has been full out stolen. Like, this is not just somebody stealing your credit card number, which has happened to me many times before. No, there is somebody right now walking around South Carolina, a free man, because the police have not caught this person yet, probably never will with my luck. But there is someone walking around South Carolina right now with my social security number, a forged Florida driver's license with my name and other personal information on it. And they're trying to open up bank accounts, right? So some jabroni, some criminal genius, goes into some local bank in South Carolina. I think it's some point last week, but the fraud investigator just got a hold of me yesterday. And they had my social security number. They open up a checking account and a credit card in my name with my personal information. Luckily, you know, we weren't dealing with the biggest criminal genius, because I guess they had my social security number completely correct, which kind of worries me because that person is still out there and I don't know how many other people have it. And yes, I've done, to my knowledge, I've done everything you're supposed to do when this happens. I've filed a complaint to the FTC. I have notified all the credit bureaus. I filed a police report earlier today. I actually froze my credit so you cannot try and open up and take out a loan or open a new credit card or buy a car in my name until I unfreeze it. I don't know what else I can do right now, but it does trouble me to know that there is someone at large right now who is living my life or trying to, right? He's got my name on his ID. He's got my social security number. I don't know how many other people might have it. So I am a victim of identity theft. It has actually happened to me, Tito.
It's surprising that you know where he's at, which I think is interesting.
Well, so the reason why apparently they knew that something was suspicious was the driver's license that he has, it is a former address that I used to live in but don't currently live in. So I guess through whatever sort of processing or background check they do, they were able to kind of figure out this doesn't really add up. And I think the driver's license number was off by a digit or two, which could have just been a mistake on his part, or maybe he just had the wrong driver's license number. So that's how they were able to figure out maybe we should find the actual Alex Dono and contact him to see if he happened to be in South Carolina last Monday trying to open up a bank account, which I certainly was not, right? But also, so this dude actually walked into the bank in person with my info. That takes some stones to do that. Like, knowing he's not really me, you actually walk into the bank in person to try to, and he succeeded, but I don't think he'd actually spent any money on the credit card yet they blocked it pretty quickly. So he actually succeeded in opening up accounts, left the building. But how hard can it really be to find this person when it's in a bank? They should have surveillance video of some kind, right?
Right.
So if he actually walked into the bank, they know what time he opened the account. You can't get a pretty clean shot of this person's face, like knowing when to look for it, which agent he spoke to, which cubicle he was in opening up the bank accounts. I spoke to this investigator from this specific bank who reached out to me, and I asked him, well, did you catch this clown? He's like, oh, no, we don't know where he is. Like, you can't at least get a composite photo of him when you should have him on surveillance?
So, like, what happens in that circumstance? Like, does that guy ever get tracked down?
I have no idea. But and I even, like, I had to file the police report, you know, in Miami-Dade, because you need, even if I think there's a 0.0% chance they catch this person, I had to file the police report,
right?
Because if he's opening up accounts and not paying bills in my name, where do you think the debt collectors are going to go? They're going to come to me,
you, yeah.
Right? So if he's opening up a credit card, maxing it out, then disappearing off the face of the earth, they're going to be knocking on my door to get paid. So I've got to have a police report filled out so they know I'm not just BSing them when I say I was the victim of identity theft. So I don't know, man. I feel like there's no justice. I don't think they're ever going to catch this person. This person is off living probably a better version. I picture this guy. He's like, he weighs like 195 pounds. He's 6'5". He's got a full head of hair. He's probably getting laid with my credit cards every single night. Like, he is living the best version of my life. And I'm changing diapers at 2 a.m. And that person's out there living it up with my name. Shameful. If you could steal the identity for a day, like, you could become any athlete, one athlete, and you could just live their life. Like, there's some guy living my life. There's a guy living a better version of Alex Dono's life right now. If you could be someone else, preferably an athlete, because I think it probably suits our format the best, right? You could live the life of a specific athlete for one day. Who would you go with? Now, a few years ago, Derek Jeter would have been a strong candidate, but now he's got to deal with this mess of the Miami Marlins.
It's not fun.
Right. A couple years ago, David Beckham would have been a strong contender, right? But he's, you know, he's dealing with bureaucracies and ballots, and he's trying to turn a golf course into a stadium. Yeah, I don't know if I would go with him. Maybe a possibility, I think, might be Dwayne Wade.
I was just thinking that,
right?
Actually, yeah.
I mean, you are so beloved by an entire region, like South Florida. Dwayne Wade is so beloved down here. Wouldn't be, and he's about to go on the retirement tour where he's going to be admired and showered with gifts for, you know, 82 games, both home and away, plus playoffs. I believe they make it back to the playoffs. That's not a bad choice, to be Dwayne Wade for a day. Coming home to Gabby doesn't hurt either. But then what about if you take away, like, the whole beloved thing out of the equation? What about being like J.R. Smith or Rob Gronkowski for a day and just living that nightlife, right? Like, I would love to know what it's like to be Rob Gronkowski for 24 hours. 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. You can get in via the phone lines at 305-567-0560. Oh, wow, somebody just texted in as I was saying that. How about Gronk? Yeah, I mean, and I thought about that a few years back. Do you remember when Zach Krantz and Captain Curtis went on the Gronk cruise? Like, I thought about that. Man, just to be Rob Gronkowski, to be so synonymous with having fun that they're organizing a cruise just around your lifestyle, right? That you get paid to go on a cruise and hang out and party with your fans for a couple of
just
nights.
Just be a savage. Just be the savage, yeah, that is Gronk, and be a complete buffoon.
He's like, he once took a selfie with Manny Chang, was not wearing a shirt, Gronk. Chang was, thankfully, but Rob Gronkowski was not. Tom Brady, somebody writes.
Nah,
I don't know, man.
Nah.
Tom Brady, to me, doesn't look like he's having enough fun.
I agree.
Like, can you say that? Like Tom Brady, to me, he's had to deal with all this controversy about his trainer. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Is that the saying? I think it's difficult to beat Tom Brady to have that much pressure on you. Not bad coming home to Gisele Bündchen, admittedly, but I don't know, man. Like, Tom Brady doesn't seem like he's maximizing being Tom Brady as much as even Rob Gronkowski is maximizing being Gronk.
You know, this might be a weird take on this, but I would like to be a punter, the best punter in the NFL.
Ooh.
It's a good lifestyle, man. You come on the field maybe 6-7 times a game, kick the ball as far as you can, and you're done.
I don't know, man. Zach Fiegels has taught me there's a lot of pressure when you play that position.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying I want to be the best punter.
What about being like the third string quarterback on a team that carries three active quarterbacks? Like, you're never going to get into a game. Like, why are you even there? Like, why did you even show up today, right? I mean, a lot of teams don't carry three quarterbacks on the active roster anymore, but a few teams still do, right? To be the third string quarterback, that seems like the least amount of pressure any athlete can possibly. Look, I even removed it a step from being the backup quarterback, because occasionally the backup gets called into duty. The third stringer, though? Texter writes in, thought for sure you'd want to be Cristiano Ronaldo. I think I'd rather just be me. Dennis Rodman, Texter writes,
if we're considering retired athletes, I would say Kobe. He won an Emmy, so.
Yeah, but Kobe also, like, he seems to be kind of miserable just based on, like, how competitive, how much drive he has. Like, I think I'd rather be J.R. Smith than Kobe Bryant, to be honest
with
you.
Wow, really?
Like, Kobe, to me, I think being Kobe and putting that much pressure on yourself doesn't look like he's ever had a whole lot of fun. I think I could say the same, to an extent, I could say that about LeBron. But even more so Kobe, because Kobe seems more kind of psychotic in his commitment than LeBron James ever was. Look, it doesn't look like being Kobe Bryant is a whole lot of fun. I think he takes everything maybe a little bit too seriously. Seems like there's probably more pressure being Kobe. Oh, I like this one. Tiger Woods before 2008. I mean, you just think about it. Yeah, Tiger Woods. Nobody knew what that guy was up to before 08. Like, he was having his cake and eating it too, right? He had the beautiful wife and the family, had like the 20-some-odd mistresses that nobody knew about until it all came crashing down on him, including his body breaking down. I think if I could be anyone for a day, I would be Manny Navarro from The Athletic. I mean, the guy went to Bennigan's a couple of months ago.
What?
You didn't know about this?
I want to hear about it. I want to hear him detail this.
I think it was in Sacramento Summer League. They have a Bennigan's. Oh, and also, how crazy is this? So my sister and her family, her husband is from the island of Cyprus, which is like somewhere between Greece and Israel. I've never been there.
Okay.
But that's where her husband is from, the island of Cyprus. And they spend every summer there, right? They go there for like 3 months. They essentially move in for a few months. Couple months back, they're in Cyprus, and I have this whole WhatsApp thread with my family. You guys know how I feel about group texts. I hate them. I barely participate. Like, every 2 days, I'll send like an LOL just so you know I'm there. I hate group texts, but every now and then I catch up in these photos. And a couple of months ago on the island of Cyprus, yeah, this is the other side of the bleeping world practically. My sister is sending all these pictures of their day at the beach. Oh, we had dinner at Bennigan's, and they sent a bunch of pictures. So in Cyprus, they have Bennigan's. They've got the mozzarella cheese. They've got the Monte Cristo. They've got the Wheelhouse Burger. This is in an island in the middle of nowhere in the Mediterranean where half of it speaks Turkish. The other half speak Greek. They hate each other, but they all agree on Bennigan's. The only thing that can bring Turks and Greeks together is their love for the Monte Cristo sandwich. We'll talk with another man who loves a Monte Cristo, Manny Navarro from The Athletic. It's a hard thing to get used to, man. Manny Navarro covers the Canes for The Athletic, joins us next. Radio.com. Radio.com.
One stepped on the floor, two stepped out the.
We're back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Manny Navarro, who covers the Miami Hurricanes for The Athletic, joins us now. And Manny, it's funny because especially when I have Tito working with me,
yeah,
sports talk can sometimes take a backseat to talking about food. You should have seen the way Tito's eyes lit up when I mentioned to him that you recently dined at a Bennigan's. That happened, what, during Sacramento Summer League?
That's correct. I'm in Sacramento, yep.
And you had the Monte Cristo.
Had the Monte Cristo for lunch, and it was just as good as I remember it. And it had been at least, I don't know, it feels like 10 years since the Bennigan's.
At least, yeah, it's got to be like somewhere between like 10 to 15 years, because I I graduated high school in 03. I used to go there all the time when I was in high school. And even growing up as a kid, I'd go there all the time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it has to have been like around like 05 or 06 when they shut their doors.
Yeah, there was two of them that I remember going to often. The one off of Kendall Drive and like close to Kendall Town and Country Mall. And then there was another one close to Miami International Airport. And those were the two that I remember.
Nice.
And every time it was the Monte Cristo. So.
And I feel like I'm getting taunted by this Bennigan stuff because, like, I remember we had a conversation a couple months ago about you going to Bennigan's. Manny, my sister and her family are over in the island of Cyprus, which is somewhere between Greece and Israel. It's, like, in the middle of nowhere. And mm-hmm. they've got a Bennigan's there, randomly, the island of Cyprus. They have a Bennigan's. My sister just ate there, like, a month or two ago, sent me a bunch of pictures. I'm so jealous and so angry at you and her equally.
Well, you can either go to Sacramento or you can go to Cyprus. I think the Sacramento is where you probably prefer to go, right?
Oh, man, yeah, except flying to Sacramento seems like almost as much of a pain in the ass as flying to Cyprus. Do they have direct flights out to Sacramento?
No, you always got to get a connection somewhere. I usually go through L.A. and then just jump on another little plane to get to Sacramento.
Oh, I'll take my chances with Cyprus. But I do want to talk some Canes with you, Manny. Now, after what I saw on Saturday, it's hard to imagine, from my perspective, Mark Richt going back to Malik Rozier as the starter on Thursday night. What do you expect to happen? Do you think it's going to be number 12 or number 5 who trots out with the starters for the first series on Thursday?
No, I think it's number 5. I think, look, Mark Richt's been at this a long, long, long time. 34, 35 years he's been coaching quarterbacks. I think when you make a change at quarterback, you don't want to get involved in that game where you're bouncing between guys back and forth. You don't want to sort of bring a controversy upon yourself. And I think this was a matter of Mark Richt simply trying to find the right time to make the change. I think the way the season ended last year with Malik struggling, his accuracy issues being well documented, this was about when do you make the switch from one guy to the other so that the other guy is ready to go and you don't have to go back to Malik. I think this was all about that, and I think the torch has been passed. I think Nicolosi Perry, you're starting quarterback now.
I think that, and assuming that does happen on Thursday and Perry does start and the torch has been passed, like I feel like this has actually been handled the right way. I know that there are some people, Manny, who will text me and call me saying that, no, he should have started from the LSU game. But I can understand why Perry didn't. I can understand why, right, for a big opener like that, you would go with the more experienced guy. Now, assuming that Nicosi Perry does officially have the torch handed to him starting Thursday night, do you feel like Mark Richt handled this situation correctly?
Well, I think it will if Nicosi handles the situation well on Thursday, if he really is ready.
Right.
I mean, the only one who knows that is Mark Richt and John Richt. And I think, obviously, they've had a lot of time to groom Nicosi. They had all of last season. He put on weight, went from, I think, 176 to 195 or whatever it is he's weighing now. He spent a year in the playbook learning how to read defenses. So this is all a grooming process. I mean, this is the way they used to do it in college football. A true freshman didn't come in and start right away. They redshirted so that they could learn the playbook, and the head coach, when he put him out there, didn't have any reservations about it. And I think that's what the case was here. And I think Mark tried to make it clear this week that had Nicosi not been suspended for the opener, maybe we would have seen him against LSU. I don't know. I think that situation just played out the way it played out, and then it became, okay, when is the right moment to pass the torch? He was going to play against Savannah State no matter what. That was a guarantee. Then it was a decision of, do you start him, do you give him his first career start on the road at Toledo? I think Mark was sort of wrestling with this decision back and forth. I don't want to put him out there on the road. So he decided, okay, third series against FIU, a game we should dominate, that was the time. And I think that's all this was. I think Mark knows deep down inside who the better quarterback is. He's seen it in practice day after day. He's seen it in the games. Nicosi's the more accurate passer. He gives receivers a chance to do something with the football because he can hit a guy between the numbers, and that's what this team needs. They needed better quarterback play, and we all knew that from watching the first few games.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I was a little bit surprised that Perry came out there in the third series of the FIU game, and it's only because Malik did play pretty well, very well, against Toledo. Right. Right. So just given the circumstance, now if Perry had really continued to struggle against Toledo, nothing would have shocked me at that point. Did that maybe give you a little pause? Malik's performance against Toledo, did that make you think, hey, maybe they keep rolling with him until the wheels fall off?
No, that's why I think philosophically, I think this was always in the works. I think Mark knew at some point or another he was going to have to pass the torch. This program, look, it needs to move forward at some point here. Malik sort of has his limitations. I think had Malik and Nkosi come in at the same time, and they were freshmen at the same time, Nkosi would have been the starter. The issue was Nkosi came in last year. You couldn't play him. He was too skinny, didn't know the offense, couldn't read defenses. So he needed that full year. I think Malik is, at his best, a solid backup quarterback, a guy who could fill in and as a starting quarterback at the collegiate level. But on a major, you know, top 25 team, I don't know how many teams Malik starts for just because of his accuracy issues. So I think this was in the plans by Mark all along. It was just about finding the right time, the right moment to put a young quarterback in there who needs confidence going into ACC play, and I think that's what he got last week. I think everything Nkosi did, you talk to his teammates, you talk about the way that he's running the huddle in practice now, the way he was running it at the end of the FIU game. This was about a kid needing the right moment to break in, gain confidence, and then now, like I said, it's a passing of the torch. It's now his team.
We're joined here by Manny Navarro, covers the Miami Hurricanes for The Athletic. How much do we know about Amon Richards' health and when he gets sort of reintegrated and put back in that offense?
Well, I'll tell you what, if he's preparing for the Tour de France, he's going to do really well. I see him on the stationary bike day. He's ready to go in the Tour de France. I don't know if he's ready to play football, and I don't know when he's going to be ready to play football. I think the fact that he's still on the bike, those bone bruises, those aren't easy to deal with. I mean, Hassan Whiteside covering the Heat for the last 3 years and seeing what Hassan went through with that bone bruise and how painful it is. I don't know how many people have experienced a real bone bruise, you know, in their lifetime, you know, being weekend warriors or whatever, but that is a painful, tough thing to sort of overcome. And if you're a wide receiver who's cutting on a dime, who has a history of injury issues, who's thinking about the NFL, all of those things, you're not rushing back. You're not rushing back, and I think that's what you're seeing with Amon Richards. He's taking his time, and they're being patient with him until he gets better. And then, look, it took Hassan Whiteside a long time to come back. So, and look, Miami's they're so loaded at receiver between Jeff Thomas and Harley and Cager and all the guys who are making plays and all those freshmen that they've got on this roster. You're not hurting at the wide receiver position. If Amon Richards was your one guy and you absolutely needed him out there, maybe there's more urgency in this situation. But I think Miami's so stacked at receiver that they're letting Amon take his time with this.
What about Jaquan Johnson at safety? What's his health status?
I saw him today with a wrap on his right hamstring off to the side. He's not going through any practice, at least not during the media portion. So I think he's out this week. I think those hamstring strains, you got to be careful with them, and Jaquan means so much more to this team. He's a guy that, you know, that position at safety, yes, you've got some depth with Amari Carter, but Jaquan Johnson's an All-American. He just takes you to a different level. So I think they're being patient with him as well. Amari, I thought, and he was one of the guys I wrote about this week, I thought he played really well. He only got 25 snaps in that game because they got some of the other guys in there, Smith and so forth, but I thought he played excellently. He baited the quarterback on one throw, almost came up with an interception, made a tackle. He's sort of being groomed, or he is being groomed to be Jaquan's replacement, and I think he did a fine job, and he's going to do a fine job against North Carolina too.
You know, we were reading some stats earlier, and the third down numbers, both on defense and offense, but especially offense, are looking a lot better. They're trending a lot better than they were last season. Is that, you know, should I maybe take a step back and realize, well, they're only four games in and they've faced some inferior opposition? Or is there something from the quarterback play with Perry, the offensive line, the presence of a fullback? What can you say about third down improving for Miami?
Well, when you run the football the way they've run it the last three games, I mean, they've run for, I think, close to 250 yards in every single game or more than that in each of these last three games. And obviously a lot of that has to do with the level of competition. That said, I think that there's more of an emphasis on the run this season. You're seeing, you know, you got two battering rams back there in Travis Homer and DJ Dallas, two guys that can you know, make it third and three and third and two instead of third and six. And so they're just running the ball better this season. Will that continue against, you know, a team like North Carolina who's got ACC defensive linemen? I don't know, but I think it's certainly an encouraging sign. I think the play calling's been a little bit more about, hey, let's get in third and short instead of trying to hit the big play. So I think that's the difference that we're seeing. But you're right, we're going to have to see once, you know, they start playing some really good teams here in the coming weeks, or teams that are certainly better than what they've played so far, if that trend continues.
You know, only 2 days away from the North Carolina game, they've got suspended players back. This is still a game Miami should win. How do you see the game playing out, Manny? Do you have a predicted score or anything like that?
Well, Miami's offense is to me, the last 2 weeks, it's really been encouraging. Obviously, Malik played well at Toledo, and then Nikosi had his performance. Assuming Nikosi starts, which I'm about 99.9% sure that's going to be the case.
I like that. I'll take that because I'm only about 90% sure. So I will take your 99.9.
Yeah, I think, to me, this offense, it hasn't shown a whole lot. There hasn't been a whole lot of trickery. There hasn't been a whole lot of creativeness, and I think a lot of that has had to do with Mark Richt trying to keep things simple, you know, focusing on running the ball. I think Miami can have success running the football against North Carolina. They didn't have much of it last season, but this offensive line, for whatever reason, the last couple of weeks has started to really do a much better job opening up holes, and I think Miami's got two running backs now. Last year, it sort of became an issue once Mark Walton got hurt, and it was only Travis. I mean, DJ Dallas is running the ball really, really well. So I think the Canes win this game probably by two touchdowns. I think something like 31-17, same thing like last week against FIU or something similar, you know, 30-16 or something like that. I think the defense is just playing on another level right now, the way that they're stopping the run. Carolina, you know, their offense obviously has been missing some guys because of suspensions, but this defense up front has just been phenomenal. And as long as Gerald Willis is on the field, I think it's going to be really hard for anybody in the Coastal to beat Miami.
Love it. And Gerald Willis is a tremendous player and a tremendous story this year. Manny Navarro covers the Miami Hurricanes for The Athletic. Manny_Navarro is where you find him on Twitter. Thank you so much, man.
Good talking to you, Alex. Take care, buddy.
Always. And you know, it's funny. I don't think Tito has listened to a word he said since the Bennigan's talk ended. Right?
No, I was listening. I've never been to a Bennigan's in my life.
Oh, yeah, because you're young. So
there was one in front of where my mom worked, and then they tore it down before I ever got to eat there.
Yeah, like the one, like he mentioned going to the one on Kendall Drive. I did go to that one quite a bit. And then he mentioned one like near the airport. I don't think I ever went to that one. My usual Bennigan's was the one near the falls. There's now an ale house there, but right by the falls because I grew up right there. Like I can remember when I was very young, we would go there like Sunday after church, like every lunch on Sunday, I would go there with my parents. And then, you know, by the time I was in high school, that was like, you know, I had no life. While some of you were like partying on South Beach even when you were in high school, going to Coconut Grove, me and my friends went to Bennigan's like every Friday night, man. That was my spot.
Fair spot. Yeah. My spot was Sir Pizza. So
Sir Pizza.
Yeah, it's delicious. Not the best pizza in Miami though.
No. And also, like, isn't Sir Pizza, first of all, is it still around?
Yeah, they have only two locations now.
Wow, that flamed out quickly. Dude, I can remember 4 or 5 years ago, there was a Sir Pizza on every block. Yeah, did they just overestimate the demand for
did.
Sir Pizza?
And the quality kind of dropped, too.
Yeah, because they were like, it was like Starbucks. Like, every 10 feet, there was a Sir Pizza.
Yeah, and now they've regressed.
Wow.
The Key Biscayne one is still by far the best, and it's fantastic pizza.
I don't know if I agree, but I maybe only had it once, and you know I'm a pizza snob. By the way, a lot of good suggestions from people. You know, I had literally had my identity stolen this week. So I wonder if you could steal the identity of an athlete, if you could live someone's best life for a day, who would you go with? A couple of my finalists were Dwayne Wade, you know, beloved by all South Floridians. Rob Gronkowski or J.R. Smith, because those guys know how to have fun. A couple of great nominees that I missed. People have been texting in strong. The Alex Donner Show continues next year on QAM. Radio.com. Radio.com. And so somewhere right now in South Carolina, some dude with my social security number, forged driver's license with my name on it, identity thief who's living my best life right now. He's out there. I think he could have done better than me. I mean, no offense to me, but if you could steal anyone's identity, I feel like this guy could have done a little bit better. But yeah, I guess that whatever data breach or hack I was a victim of, I do think this probably, just reading between the lines, has something to do with, you remember a couple months ago, Tito, when my Gmail account was hacked and someone stole my Twitter account?
I do, yes.
I'm guessing this probably relates to that. That was either, you know, the information that the hacker used to get my stuff was probably from the same data breach, or it might be the same person that has still not been caught, obviously. So I feel like the two of those crimes are probably related.
Yeah, you gotta change your password from Forza Inter, man.
Hey, listen, they won today. I'm not gonna change it until things go south.
Man City won today, which makes me feel good because they lost their first match to Lyon.
Oof.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, what is that, like a third-tier team?
Yeah, I don't know, but we lost them.
Jeez.
Awful. But you know...
Oh, no, is that Lyon from France?
Yeah, I pronounced it wrong.
There I was going to say, like, you pronounced it like it's a team. Like, you pronounced it Lyon, like it's some team in, like, the middle of a forest somewhere in England, when it's actually Lyon in France. That's a somewhat legitimate team. That's not a terrible side, Lyon.
Yeah, Man City has no business losing to them.
No, you shouldn't. Inter played Lyon in preseason. I think we might have lost that game in preseason.
Well, you know who did lose today, and we can both take solace in knowing that they lost.
Manchester United.
Absolutely.
Ooh, to Derby.
Where is that?
I have no idea. And have you seen their logo? Like, Derby's team logo looks like something a 5-year-old created. Look, it's crazy. 56022 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. But in honor of my identity being stolen, which athlete would you like to be for a day? Like, you could live that person's best life for 24 hours. A couple of my finalists were, if you want to go just the having fun route, Rob Gronkowski, J.R. Smith. They seem to know how to maximize their leisure time. Or, listen, Dwayne Wade. Wouldn't be bad being Dwayne Wade to know what it feels like to be idolized and loved by this entire city, my city. Dwayne Wade is loved in this city in a way I will never be. But I think I missed a couple of good ones. Floyd Mayweather. Ooh. I mean, just to be like, and assuming, like, I could go with either Floyd Mayweather or Conor McGregor. Because I think both of them live similar lives at this point, although Mayweather has more money. So maybe Mayweather is the one to go with. But as long as I get to be one of them on a day when they're not fighting, right? Because I do not want to actually have to step in the ring or the octagon as Floyd Mayweather or Conor McGregor. But as long as it's on an off day and all I have to worry about is which Bentley I'm going to buy today, that's not a bad day to be Floyd Mayweather or Conor McGregor.
Like, what if you were one of those one-hit wonder athletes that, like, did something spectacular for a team?
Daryl Langham?
Yeah, I mean, well, he's in college.
fair.
But I was going to say, like, maybe, like, you know, like Greg Camarillo. Anytime Greg Camarillo comes down to Miami and he walks into a bar, his beers are paid for.
I would hope so. But you think, though, is anyone going to recognize him, though? Like, that's my thing. Like, you say his beers are paid for, but he's got to sit down at the bar and say, just so you know, I'm Greg Camarillo. You know what to do with that tab. You know what to do.
He has to announce it when he walks in.
Yeah, because, like, Greg Camarillo, very nondescript, doesn't look like a football player, looks more like a punter, or looks like the equipment guy. I doubt he's sitting down at any bar in South Florida or anywhere, and the bartender is like, oh, my God, Greg Camarillo is here at my Bennigan's. I've got to comp his entire Monte Cristo sandwich. Like, that's not happening to that dude anywhere. He's literally got to announce, I'm Greg Camarillo. I'm gracing you with my presence the same way I graced the Baltimore Ravens with that overtime defeat and saved us from 0-16.
He should just wear his jersey.
He should.
And then walk into a bar.
Even then, I'd be suspicious if that's really him, right? He could be wearing jersey and full pads. Like, hold on. Are you really Greg Camarillo? Like, what is happening there? Wow, Splib writes in he would want to be Bruce Jenner for a day. Caitlyn Jenner, sir. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Texter writes in, Leonardo DiCaprio, single, famous, and loaded. Well, I wanted to stick with athletes, but I'm not going to argue with that.
I'd be Justin Timberlake, multi-talented.
Just I hate his music so much. I don't know. I don't have respect.
Seriously?
If I don't respect what he does, I can't be him.
Justin Timberlake is a fantastic
musician.
That
Super Bowl halftime show of his was weak.
I mean, yeah, it was weak. His outfit, his wardrobe wasn't the best either. I mean,
he took the selfie with that kid who like didn't even want to be there. Like it looked like that kid was being held hostage. Like,
can we also talk about the Super Bowl halftime show this year, Maroon 5? Seriously?
Yeah, that's really weak. I don't have respect for what they do either.
Maroon 5 was popular when I was in middle school.
Was that like circa like 04, 05?
Yeah. I had to think about that one. But
yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Buster Douglas. Oh, I think he's just going with one hit wonder. I don't think he wants to be Buster Douglas for a day. I think he's going with a one hit wonder. Yeah. Buster Douglas was a one hit wonder.
Manny Chang, every team is his team.
He does live with a lot of joy, Manny Chang. Like, seriously, any team, any sport, any part of the planet wins a championship, he gets to celebrate. Like, that's not a bad life to live.
I'm still, my bet is still on the table that Manny becomes an Alabama fan by the end of the year.
Oh, man.
Throw some stock on there, Dono.
Oh, man. Like, I feel like he could have done that already so many times, though, right? Like, I mean, Alabama under Saban have been elite since, what, 2006, 2007? Like, he's had over a decade to jump on that. That may be the one place where he draws the line is Alabama, right? I mean, he's been on every other bandwagon, Ohio State, Florida State, like any other team that's won a championship outside of Alabama in the last 10 years, he's been a fan of theirs, Clemson probably, but he has resisted the Alabama temptation. I don't feel like he's falling for that one.
He hasn't mentioned LSU since they beat UM. I just want to point that out.
That's a good point. Texter writes in, I wish I could be Tom Brady, except single. Well, listen, have you seen his wife? I don't think he could go wrong either way. 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, or get in via the phone lines at 305-567-0560. A lot of people were just texting in their suggestions based on, like, who has the most attractive wife, which is interesting, a little bit uncreative, though. Like, you want to be Dustin Johnson, Paulina. Okay, I understand that one. Oh, Verlander with Kate Upton. Not a bad call either. The Alex Dono Show continues, 8 o'clock hour coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.